final case this morning is Opstein against Keller Structures. Mr. Muller.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Lance Miller, and I serve as counsel for the plaintiff appellant in this matter, Christopher Opstein. We are respectfully requesting that this Court reverse the judgment of the trial court, which granted summary judgment in favor of the defendants, thereby dismissing the appellant's claim under the Americans with Disabilities Act. This morning, I'd like to address two different issues, Your Honors, which I believe justify that result. First and foremost, the interactive process and its obstruction or its breakdown, which we submit was caused by Keller Structures. Second, I'd like to address the issue of the reasonable accommodation suggested in this case, namely a temporary job coach operating at no cost to the employer. The standard of review for the court is indeed de novo, and we would submit then that the evidence and inferences drawn from it should be construed in favor of the appellant. Turning to the first issue, the interactive process which the ADA contemplates, clearly that process places certain obligations on both an employer and an employee under circumstances where a disabled employee approaches the employer and requests some form of accommodation. I believe that the burden is initially on the employee to initiate that process by informing the employer of the disability and requesting an accommodation. At that point, the employer has a certain responsibility. We would submit that responsibility has been described as an obligation, a duty, even a burden to engage in the interactive or consultative process to try to explore what potential accommodations are available and try to work with the employee to identify potential accommodations. Your Honors, we submit that in this case, Keller Structures failed to satisfy that duty. There was no interactive process. We have circumstances where, in essence, the plaintiff suffered an accident, was injured. The plaintiff's or the appellant's wife informed the company of the accident, the disability, and so forth. The company was provided with updates by Mr. Opstein's wife. The company also received reports from Opstein's treating physician in the form of clinic notes and also a return to work form indicating, this is in time frame of September 2000, that indeed he could return to work with certain restrictions. And part of those restrictions involved the issue associated with a job coach and supervision while he was performing those duties. In response, Your Honors, there was simply no interaction on the part of Keller Structures. There was limited, if any, communications with the appellant's wife, potentially some limited communication with his treating physician, nothing with Opstein himself, no efforts to inquire into the extent of his disability or the potential accommodations that had been recommended by the treating physician. And, Your Honors, as a result, we think that the shortcomings with the interactive process fit squarely with Keller Structures. Now, the importance of that, I think, in this context are twofold. Certainly, generally speaking, it's the employee's burden to establish that there is a reasonable accommodation. If, however, the interactive process breaks down, a court's required to look and to see why the process broke down, what was the reason for that, who was responsible, and potentially then the burden can be placed upon the employer to prove that there was no reasonable accommodation available. And I think in that context, Your Honors, it's important to note that the district court didn't address the interactive process.
I am hung up on the question whether your client was a person who was otherwise qualified. And in particular, I'm concerned about a decision that neither side mentions. It's Chevron against Etchezobel, decided by the Supreme Court a couple of years ago, which said that a person who is a danger to himself is not otherwise qualified. The medical evidence in this case suggests that your client was a danger to himself as well as to others. And there's no need to accommodate a person unless he is otherwise qualified. So why does your client get over hurdle number one?
Your Honor, I would submit that first, I think it's important that there was day-by-day progress going on here, so he was constantly improving. The other important point,
I don't get it.
I think just to simply point out that if at one point he was perhaps a danger.
Your two proposed accommodations rest on the proposition that he's a danger to himself and others. Right? You don't need a job coach unless there's some risk, for example. And the other accommodation, which is just not working, likewise. I mean, it seems to me that your two proposed accommodations combined with Etchezahl are rather fatal.
Well, Your Honor, I think, though, that the job coach would have served to ensure that he wasn't operating at any risk. And had the job coach been there, that would have eliminated such a risk.
The holding of Etchezahl is that a person who is a risk to himself is not qualified and doesn't need to be accommodated. The point I was making is that your two proposed accommodations rest on the assumption that Opstein would have been a risk to himself and he needs some protection. And that assumption means that he is not an otherwise qualified person and therefore not protected by the Act under the holding of Chevron against Etchezahl. Isn't that a pretty straightforward line of logic?
I think it is, Your Honor. I disagree to some extent that I don't believe that the appellant in this case was actually a hazard to himself. He didn't have any physical restrictions placed upon him, so it was just a cognitive disability. And I believe with the job coach being there to supervise, it would have eliminated that hazard. And, Your Honor, at this point, I will save some time for rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Certainly, counsel. Mr. Johnson.
May it please the court, my name is Mark Johnson. I represent the defendant, Valley Keller Structures, in this case. First, to address the court's comments about the Chevron case, we agree you could look at this case as a direct threat theory and would agree that the result would be the same as Judge Griesbach's decision. In that case, you essentially reach the same endpoint that the person is not otherwise qualified. We think that you can look at it also just from the standard qualified individual with a disability standpoint by looking at the not only the fact that he was a danger to himself and others. I believe the Becker case from this circuit has looked at that as a qualified individual type of issue rather than direct threat. But also the proposed accommodations for Mr. Opstein would have meant not only this involving risk, but would have also removed essential functions, involved things like having someone else do part of the employee's job for him, slowed down productivity standards, and that sort of thing, which all also mean that someone is not a qualified individual with a disability. As far as the interactive process, we disagree that at any point in a case like this, the burden would switch to the employer to show that there wasn't a reasonable accommodation. We obviously also disagree that we didn't do anything in the interactive process. Keller Structures managers are not doctors. What they did was they relied on Mr. Opstein's doctor. They had medical records from him. Randy Barra, an administrative assistant, called him to talk to him about one of his clinic notes and ask how Opstein was doing. She also called Mrs. Opstein. It's true they had no communication with Mr. Opstein, but he simply was not communicating at the time. All the evidence in the case shows that he was incompetent and unable to do so. Keller Structures also called the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation to see what had happened with this appointment Opstein was supposed to have had. And then they had their safety manager, who had experience with job coaches in the sheltered work type environment, look at the doctor's restrictions and compare it to the job, and he concluded that it wasn't going to work. Even with a job coach, Mr. Opstein would not be able to do the jobs adequately or safely. As far as the job coach aspect, without repeating myself, we believe that that would not be a reasonable accommodation because it would force Keller Structures to create a new job. It would have 100% supervision, would force them to remove and reallocate duties, and also even Mr. Opstein's doctor said, even with all that, even with him performing only a subset of the job duties, you wouldn't know whether that would work. You just have to try it out and see. And finally, with the idea that they should have extended the leave, well, the leave is one thing they did in the interactive process. They gave him leave for a period of time without being asked to do so by anyone. And at the six-month period, it was unknown whether that was ever going to change. And if anybody had requested that they extend the leave at that point, it would have been a request for an indefinite leave, which I believe under this circuit's precedent is not a request for reasonable accommodation. And if the court has no further questions, I have nothing further.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Mueller?
Just to very briefly follow through on the job coach as a reasonable accommodation, Your Honor, we would submit that a temporary job coach operating at no cost to the employer under these circumstances would have been reasonable. And by way of formal legal guidance, the EEOC's interpretive guidance suggests that a temporary job coach could be reasonable. And the decision cited in our briefs, the district court opinion in EEOC versus Dollar General, I believe the court in that case aptly identified two issues that supported withholding a summary judgment, namely the duration of the job coach, whether it was temporary or permanent, and secondly, the extent that the job coach would have actually been involved, to the extent that in this case the district court found that the job coach would be assisting or performing certain duties. We would submit that's a question of fact to be resolved by a jury. And just going back to Your Honor's concerns on the hazards, I think, Your Honor, that I believe that that Keller Structures would have had some duty or some burden to put forth more of an effort of some type of direct, tangible threat of actual harm. The doctor's note, I believe, indicated that he wanted Opstein to avoid hazardous activities, and he explained that the meaning of that his recommendation of a job coach was designed to ensure that. So, to that extent, Your Honor, I would submit that merits further consideration. Other than that, I have nothing further unless you have questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The case is taken under advisement. The court will be in recess until tomorrow.